Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice
Age! You want to come and jaw with you?
I'm going to make you famous, Lizzie.
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 109, a.k.a. The Long Take. Me and Gooch going to be talking to you about a couple news things. We're going to go over some of the movies that are coming and shows that are coming to the big streaming services this month. A couple really good ones, too. Kind of excited for them. Especially, there's two where they haven't been out for a long time, and I'm very excited for them to jump back up. And also, we're going to do a quick draft of the I Think You Should Leave skits.
Is Kandahar coming to streaming?
Kandahar? I don't think so.
Large said he saw it and he said it was absolute dog shit.
He said it was one of the worst movies he's seen. I keep seeing it like in the theater because like I'll scroll through AMC and just see which ones are showing to see like what I'm behind on. And I see it and I'm like,
he said Gerard Butler does not like do any action at all, which is what are we doing?
It feels like that movie and The Covenant have a very eerie.
They're sister movies. He said that. He said that he had seen The Covenant 2 weeks ago.
The same thing.
And they are the almost exact same movies.
That just makes perfect
just
sense.
Just one is with Jake Gyllenhaal.
And the other is
Yeah.
Whatever, man. We'll get to Kandahar. Or I'm sure we'll get to Kandahar around the same time we get to All Quiet on the Eastern Front or Western Front or whatever.
The Eastern Front.
All Quiet on the Eastern Front, the sequel movie. All right. So the first thing we had was there's a live action Miles Morales Spider-Man movie in development, according to Amy Pascal. We actually just interviewed Jake Johnson for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is awesome, by the way. Awesome, awesome movie. We both had a blast, even though it was at a shit theater. That was garbage then.
No, it's not that bad.
It was pretty bad.
It's not that bad.
Jesus, man.
I know they added new. These
they
are
added new.
New
arms. Like
new arms.
Structurally sounder, but like could not be more. Whatever, dude. I'm so sick of bitching about the studios. So it was an awesome movie.
I mean, the movie fucking ripped. I was actually going to go again tonight, but have decided against it because I need to sleep. But yeah, no, fucking amazing. Like just visually. Like out of the theater, I was like, is that the best animation I've ever seen? And the more I've thought about it, I'm like, I really think it is. Like, I can't think of anything that has truly topped that. It feels 5 years, 10 years ahead of any other animation studio.
Yeah. And we were talking about it to Jake Johnson about it. I think the biggest thing about that movie is that like the stakes are as big as any giant Marvel thing, like that's massive or whatever. But also it still feels like, you know, friendly neighborhood, whatever, Spider-Man. And like a story still has like a root or like a heart that you can grab onto instead of just being like, it's something about just animation being so much easier to deal with like these massive scale things versus live action, which is so hard.
Exactly. And it's not, I've seen the concern pop up, especially following like No Way Home. Like, is this propped up by cameos? Not at all. Like the cameos that are there, if you're a hardcore Spider-Man, you might really go, but it's, they don't play roles in the plot, really. Like
the thing doesn't stop. Like the ship doesn't stop to be like, oh, look at that attraction.
You
know what I mean? Like it's still going. If you blink, you miss it.
And dude, Hobie, Daniel Kaluuya's new Spider-Man, fucking rules. Apparently that added like 18 months to the production, was figuring out his animation style.
It is like, it's so different than everything else that happens in the movie.
It's so cool. It's so weird how I'd love to watch like a full like hour breakdown how they blend. Mm-hmm. It's seamlessly blended, like those animation styles. It's just wild. And Gwen's world is insane. Like it's like looking at a watercolor painting the whole time. It's it's crazy.
We're super excited for it. But live action Miles Morales obviously wouldn't be a Spider-Verse thing. It would be like, you know, just a Miles Morales grounded storyline, which that would be cool. I mean, live action Spider-Man, out of all like it's a very unique kind of property, because out of all, there's no superheroes that really do that. They get like three different iterations within this short of a period with three totally
different actors. It's him and Batman. Yeah.
It's basically it, right?
Yeah.
And like,
and they're easily, I think, the two most popular superheroes right now.
Yeah. And Batman, I don't think has the, like, I would say Spider-Man has a better track record overall than Batman does. Like, as far as like pure movie to like consistency across movies, like the highs of Dark Knight are obviously way higher than anything Spider-Man. But just consistency wise,
yeah,
Spider-Man has it.
Like, there's no, like Batman and Robin, the
worst Spider-Man,
probably? Yeah, or Amazing Spider-Man 2, maybe, probably. Yeah. Those two are close. I'd probably say Amazing Spider-Man 2 is worse, but
yeah, but then the rest are like good,
yeah, to good great. To good to great, honestly.
Yeah,
if not, I think, yeah, pretty much all of them.
It's very easy to like, I guess, like relate to a superhero, or it's an easy one to get to like kind of get along with,
yeah. You know?
Batman, not so much, because he's a rich asshole, which we none of us can really get to.
No, I am the knight. But yeah, no, I'm interested to see if this plays into the same way Sony's current iteration of Spider-Man, where it is their Spider-Man, but it's in the MCU. It's a very weird setup they have going with, it feels like a lot of contention on both sides. Like every time the contract's up, they both try to squeeze as much power out of the other side. I wonder if Miles will go into the MCU or if he'll fit into just a separate Sony-verse interacting with Tom Holland Spider-Man. And then can't forget, they do have that Madam Web movie coming up too.
Yeah. And Pascal said they would do Spider-Woman too, I think, as when they were talking about Miles Morales.
Which that feels like something they're saying and it won't get off the ground for another 5 years. But the Miles Morales thing, that's big.
Obviously too.
That's big. I couldn't imagine like 5 years ago this would have ever happened. Like Miles, fine character. His comic runs are good, not great. But what Spider-Verse did for the character, I mean,
great iteration, great video game. It's all kind of worked out.
Yeah, it really has. It really has.
Yeah. All right, time to start. You ready?
Print them out?
I printed mine out.
Are we doing?
You'll have to show me yours.
Okay.
So we decided ahead of time we're going to do this like almost weekend update style.
I'm going to slack
folks jokes.
I'm going to slack mine to you.
All right. We were doing a little bit of folks.
We're just going to do one for style. Each.
Yeah, we'll go one by one.
Okay.
Well, this one, I printed mine out because I had a little more time. This one is for your Miles Morales one.
All right. Folks, you know how they change the titles to movies when they. Sorry, let me start over again.
Great start.
I know how to read. I do know how to read. Folks, you know how they change the titles to movies when they release abroad? Well, I got a heads up on what the title for Miles Morales will be in Europe. That's right, folks. They'll be calling him Kilometer Morales.
That was a good one. I think the reading was what made that joke work.
Took me a second.
Took a second, yeah?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a pun off the name Morales. Much easier with just Miles. Like
yeah.
I was waiting there for like 10 minutes on fucking Morales. I was like, oh yeah, Miles is way easier.
All right. I'm sending mine to you.
Okay. This is so dumb.
This one might be too hot to read on the air. We'll find out.
A live action Miles Morales movie is in development. And with that, a flood of fan casts for the coveted role. Jesus, I just read the first one. Folks, I haven't seen this. May have to get cut, but that may have to go, but that was good. That was solid. Just bleep that entire part. Just bleep the entire part. Jesus. I was thinking just like a tone below that.
The other ones aren't nearly as bad. I promise.
Mine actually kind of get
it. That one was the hot one.
That one was my safest, so it's only going to get worse.
All right. What do we have next?
Ted Lasso finale. I still haven't watched it yet. You did. So just vent your heart out.
You know, after the penultimate episode, I kind of got a little hope. I was like, this feels more in line with what we had grown accustomed to before this season. And it just went right back to shit. It encapsulated really the whole problem with the season. It was bloated. You had too many threads, too many storylines. Shit was just happening off screen. So much shit happened off screen, like big moments, massive moments, which, spoiler warning, skip ahead 15 seconds if you don't want to hear it. Ted is leaving the team. You never see him tell the team that he's leaving. You don't see, there's a cliffhanger in the penultimate episode where he's about to tell Rebecca what he's going to do, which it makes it look like they're about to pour their feelings out to each other. And then it just cuts to the next episode. He's at her house and they don't address it like really in any way that they, what they talked about. It was bizarre. Rebecca ends up with a fucking rando who you met for a quarter of an episode in the Amsterdam.
What's his name?
Not Rupert or Sam.
No, fuck no. Rupert, Sam. Yeah.
That was my biggest problem with season two was that whole Sam. That was just weird.
Why would they establish that and then not even do it?
Why would they tease Rebecca and Sam and or that's Rebecca and Ted? And like they teased them both like throughout the season. And then
wait, so Ted's leaving the club for what?
To go home.
Like to coach at home, or did he get like an offer to coach football at home?
No. Like they don't even say what his job is going to be.
He's just like, I'm quitting the team that I brought
to go home and with his, I'm sorry. His wife and kid are also complete randos. They've been in maybe 20 minutes of screen time the whole series. They're randos too.
He's going on. He almost like is going home almost like Tom Hanks in Castaway. But his dentist fucking his wife.
Dude, it's just like there's just no character. Damn, like there really wasn't much character growth either. Like Nathan Shelley comes back to the team. You don't see that moment. Mm. You don't see like the team welcome him back. It's just so weird what they did. They have Roy and Jamie fighting over Keeley in the final episode. The final episode, there's like 20 minutes of
them
fighting.
They didn't resolve it?
They did. Okay. But it's just like, it was a very frustrating season. There was a clear, I don't care how much of a Ted Lasso defender you are, there's no way that you can wriggle out of saying that there was a massive step down in the writing this season. They were clearly trying to do more than what they should have been trying to do. And if you look at like the run times on seasons, it started out, I think there was like 350 minutes in the first season, 427 or 400, it was like 420 something in the second season. There was over 600 minutes this season. Really? So it's almost double of what season one was. Why? It's a sitcom. It really is just a sitcom.
And to not wrap that like shit well.
It's not This Is Us.
That
like,
much time.
Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the only parts I had gotten up to, I stopped watching at the Amsterdam episode right before it, I guess.
The Amsterdam episode was amazing. That is the best episode of the season.
I'm going to finish watching for sure. But I did like the addition of a Zlatan character because that is like...
Dude, he you want it spoiled?
Yes.
Leaves the team. Leaves the team completely. They don't address it until the final episode and he sends them like a box of t-shirts.
That was smart, though, adding that character.
It was
like
awesome. One of
the funniest characters in like the entirety of soccer.
It was awesome. He just leaves. No, like literally just like one, like the game ends and like his locker is just cleared out. And he like announces his retirement.
Did you ever hear about the Zlatan LeBron James story?
No.
It's so fucking funny. So
he's way. I do have a soft spot for LeBron, but he's so corny. I can't imagine him hanging out with like Zlatan, like just an absolute rock star of an athlete.
Dude, it's so fucking... So LeBron sent a copy of his jersey to Zlatan Ibrahimovic as a gift when he visited Los Angeles. Zlatan signed the jersey and sent it back to LeBron.
That's the shit I'm talking about. Dude, exactly.
The fucking best. That's what made him... Or I guess he's still playing. I don't really know. That's what makes him the best, man. He's fucking awesome.
He's got that... I don't know if it already came out, but he does have a movie.
I think so, yeah.
Did it come out?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's got like he has a biopic coming out.
I'll never forget watching him as a kid. He was on like IX and he did like, deked out like 15 cameras and people to score. I was like, that's the guy I want to be. Not even close.
He's one footballer where I look at him and I'm like, he could play other sports. Mm-hmm. Like very easily. So like tall. Many American sports he would have excelled at.
All right. Here's yours.
All right. Folks, Ted Lasso has officially ended and people are upset with how this final season ended. Even if the legacy is tainted by the ending, we will always remember it for inspiring the Little Uzi Vert lyrics. I flew your bitch out to Texas, we in El Paso. Then I farted while she blew me. Call that head gasso.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a solid one. You needed more enunciation in the rap parts, but...
Listen. I'm not going to say it, but... We got to be careful with these rap lyrics on this show.
That's fair. That's a very good point.
All right, I'm sitting.
Thank God we're not live.
This one doesn't have a folks in it, but
folks is just the easy setup. Okay, we haven't done these in so long. Okay. The Ted Lasso series finale aired this Tuesday night, but before we get to that, we'd like to talk to you about the dangers of pornography for the next 10 minutes.
There we go. That's a joke about the PSAs.
Yeah, the fucking nonstop PSAs and that. Oi, do you think it's a good idea to share a nude?
Oi, bruv. Listen, she sent it. She wanted it to be out there. No, no, no.
You shouldn't send them. It's like, yeah, dude, we fucking get it.
Delete everything off your phones right now.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Okay, so that's Ted Lasso. The next thing, this is just random trailer we came across, Hidden Strike. This movie that's very clearly built to rake up money like Wolf Warrior 2 style in China. It is Jackie Chan, John Cena, Pilo Aspect. Oh, I like Pilo Aspect. He should be more things. Two ex-special forces soldiers must escort a group of civilians along Baghdad's highway of death to safety in the green zone.
Wait, what is the highway?
The highway of death. That's a real thing.
Highway of death in Baghdad?
Yeah, that's from the first Gulf War when they blew up all the retreating... Iraqi army shit.
I will say it does already get 1 point for not doing the nameless country, nameless faceless country with nameless faceless government.
Yes, exactly. Like Kablikistan or some shit. Like they just make it all up. The trailer is fucking goofy at like most of these like low budget type of things. But it's just weird because it's Cena and Jackie Chan, like one of the biggest stars still in the East and one of the biggest stars in the West. Just in this movie, they got delayed into oblivion by COVID and also by the fact that John Cena mentioned Taiwan in an interview for Fast 9, which also kind of gave him a little hiccup.
Oh my gosh. John Cena.
John X-I-N-A. Cena.
Bing Chiling.
Bing Chiling, the king. We'll see Juan. Bing Chiling. I fucking love him. I still have the picture of John Cena, of the John Cena, like the Mao Zedong one. I put up
one of my girlfriend's
portraits at her house. Still there. No one's changed it and barely noticed. But yeah, the trailer's whatever. But like, it's just a fucking weird thing to see, like, just John Cena, who it's not like he's like fucking Christian Bale or some shit. But like, it's weird to see an actor of his blockbuster status in America just like doing this like tiny thing that's not getting any really attention at all with Jackie Chan. Like in this,
yeah, it's like the Matt Damon, the Great Wall.
Great Wall, movie, yeah. When he did that shit. I forgot about that. And that was like Willem Dafoe and someone else.
And he had the ponytail.
Yeah, that was so fucking stupid. It was him, Dafoe, and someone else, right?
I never saw it. I saw the first trailer and was immediately out.
Well, it was like them finding like demons and creatures and creepy crawlies.
I do think that if you asked like the average Chinese person, what does an American look like? They would point to John Cena.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, just short, buff, kind of just cartoonish characteristics.
Dude, what a fucking cast. Jesus Christ. It's Matt Damon, Pedro Pascal, and Willem Dafoe.
Pedro Pascal was in that?
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? That's crazy. And that movie's bad. And the score is by the dude who did Game of Thrones.
Ramin Djawadi.
Yeah. He was a beast. But yeah, that movie stunk. It sucked ass.
Yeah, this movie looks fucking dog shit. Is it going to get an American release?
I'm sure it will.
If it's absurd enough, like, small. What's it called was? Wolf Warrior?
Yeah.
Like, I might check it out.
I like Wolf Warrior for what it was.
Yeah, like, some of those is Chinese movies. They're much like, I don't want to compare, like, international movies to each other, but, like the Chinese market and then, like, the Tollywood, Bollywood, where they really do kind of flourish in being ridiculous.
Yes.
And the more ridiculous, the more I can get into it.
Yeah. Actually, like, who's the bad guy? Was it Frank Grillo was the bad guy, I think, in Wolf Warrior 2?
That like, sounds right. I think that's exactly right.
They get dudes like that to be bad guys in it, which I always love.
Frank Grillo, I bet, has made a large chunk of his career earnings in China.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here's yours.
All right. Let's see. What can I say, folks? I'm just so excited for Hidden Strike. But Cena Chan? Folks, Cena Chan sounds like a message board for the terminally ill.
Is it clicking? It's so stupid.
No, what is Cena? Well,
Cena, like, you know how Cena visits the terminally ill a lot?
Oh, fuck.
And Chan, like 4chan or something?
Yeah, now I get there it. I got the Chan part immediately.
It reminds me, was it that Onion bit where it was...
just a message board with 10-year-olds with terminal cancer.
What was that? Bad news. Like, there's no diagnosis yet, but Chris Pratt's been waiting outside this kid's room for the last 3 days. Okay.
I'm sending you mine.
Let's do it. This is the last one. Actually, I did write one for the next piece, but... we can wait on that. Ted Lasso. I'm so excited to see this one. John Cena might be the victim of Hollywood typecasting. Fresh off Peacemaker, he has once again taken a role featuring a homophobic father, as he will star in the next movie with Jackie Chan. That's true. Yeah. People forget about that. His kids hate his ass.
Dude, what? His daughter is homeless.
Yeah. He fucking hates their ass. Damn, I didn't even think about that. All right.
Jackie's a legend, but he may or may not have some very problematic views about the world.
He has some family issues, to say the least. The last thing, there's a new trailer for Seth Rogen's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. A big new thing. Before we even talk about it, I'll just be frank. I don't get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Never have. I don't think
really?
I will. Never been a fan. And it's not like a thing where I watch it. I'm like, I hate this. This sucks. It's just like I never connected with it ever. So like I don't totally understand it. It just does have, it's Seth Rogen's big thing though. He has Hannibal Buress, Rose Byrne, John Cena, and Jackie Chan are both in this as well, ironically or coincidentally. Ice Cube, Paul Rudd, Post Malone, Giancarlo Stanton. Jeff Rose directing it. He co-wrote and co-directed.
Did you just say Giancarlo Stanton?
Giancarlo.
He's in this movie?
Yeah.
The baseball player.
You know what I was talking about, Esposito. I wrote down Stanton too.
I was like, what the fuck? We got Mike Stanton up in here?
He's batting 310 in fucking. He's fucking.
I was so confused for a second.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He'd actually be good as what's his face? Buddy with the mask and the baseball bat.
Nah, dude. Again, this is most of it's beyond me. I know the names of the original dudes, and that's it. But Jeff Rose directing it, he co wrote and co directed Mitchell's vs. the Machines, which is, I think, one of our. Other than like Spider-Verse, probably like our top-ish animated movies of like the last few years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Super awesome. Again, like all the characters in here, it's just the IP of, for me, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've just never connected with it. I don't know.
That's surprising. That really is. It's because it's so bizarre and weird and out there. I don't know what it is about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It really is like an ad lib of just shit that kids like.
Yeah.
It's like mutants, teenagers, pizza, turtles, fighting.
I feel like it just wasn't popular when I was like, because like I was like when I was 7 years old in 2000. So like that's when I was like watching cartoons and shit, like, you know, like more consciously. And like I don't feel like I'd never watched like a Teenage Ninja Turtle thing. I was watching.
They didn't have great cartoons when we were growing up. Yeah. I feel like now they have
presence, really. Like the video games are all in like SNES and shit.
That's true.
Like. My first game system was PS1. So
I mean, my really only big exposure was the live action movies, if you want to call them that, with the puppets, which I really enjoyed. But
I never liked. But I did like the I to a degree enjoyed the Bay ones for what they were.
I don't know, man. They're just like big turtles, and they each have their own weapon and their own color. It's like you get to pick your own team, basically. Like you pick who you like.
Bo Staff, Sai. Nunchucks, and who's the last one? He's a sword, right? Just a regular sword.
Like Donatello, I think, has the sword. I don't know.
Why do they conceal their identities with the mask? Does anyone? Are they afraid they're gonna?
That is a very
confuse
good question.
Them with a different mutated turtle,
dude.
What's the deal?
What the
there?
Fuck?
What's the deal there?
I think it's just a ninja thing.
Or it's for the audience. Why? We could tell who's who without other than just the weapons. I guess
that's true. Why would they not wear like full ninja garb?
Or nothing at all. They're fucking turtles. They're giant anthropomorphic turtles. Everyone knows what they who they are. It's not like there's any other ones. It's just the four.
They should have let Dana Carvey make an appearance.
The turtle himself. I'm excited to watch this because like Seth Rogen, I feel like usually when he's involved with something, I will like it. For the most part.
I mean, I'd have to look through his filmography right now to find like what is the last thing he's been involved with that I didn't like.
Invincible he did.
That's true.
Future Man he did. And this is like from a production standpoint, although obviously he did voice and...
He's got Platonic going right now, which I've enjoyed so far.
He's usually involved with stuff that works, I would say.
Let's see.
There's somewhere it's like...
Super Mario Brothers, good.
What was a movie he did with Charlize? That was just okay.
That was... I actually was really enjoyed that. Not the campaign. Long Shot. Yeah. That was very funny when he infiltrates the white supremacist meeting and he's like getting the Nazi tattoo.
Yeah.
Getting a swastika tattoo and it gets like halfway done.
Let's see his producer page. Cause I know he's done so many things that like, again, I genuinely do for the most part like. So maybe that he'll be like the thing that makes me like this more.
The animation style also very, is it full on claymation or is it like a claymation like blended? Like
I would have guessed blended with something. Yeah.
It is very funky looking. I like that.
Invincible, Darkwing Duck. They made a new Darkwing Duck.
What the fuck?
Untitled 90s project. How's it on? Oh, that's not previous. Okay, yeah. Invincible, Platonic, Joyride, which I need to see that actually.
Wait, Joyride, is that out?
I think it. No, actually, no, that's not out. You're right. The Boys.
The trailers to that look very funny.
Yeah. He was an EP on The Boys.
Okay. Pam and Tommy.
Pam and Tommy, which that fell off a little bit, but
yeah.
The beginning of that was very good.
American Pickle would be the last thing I really did not like from him.
Yeah,
American Pickle stunk.
Good Boys was
I thought Good Boys was very funny.
Future Man was very, very... The first two seasons of Future Man are so good. Game Over Man. Oh, Blockers. We love Blockers. We talk about that all the time. Sausage Party. But these are some things where just he was sort of involved in it.
Neighbors 2.
More from an actor thing. Yeah, like usually when he's involved with something, I like it. It's just I need to get over a hump with enjoying these massive.
I'll be honest, they may just not be for you.
Yeah, I mean, that also just could be the thing. It's like there is shit like that, especially from like late 80s and all that. Like, what's a good example? Oh, I was going to say Transformers, but I just saw Transformers.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
I am not.
Okay.
And it is shocking how long I need to wait to talk about it. Like usually social embargoes are like you week or two before. This is like the day before until
doesn't it come out in like 2 weeks?
June 8th. It comes out June 9th. I can't talk about it
until so that's like next week.
June 7th, I think. Which is crazy.
But that is very strange.
Yeah, especially I can't fucking say anything to get in trouble.
I will just say my hype for the movie is building.
Yes. It should be building. That's the only thing I think I'll say about it. But like other things, like other Hasbro shit from the 90s, where like people were really into it, and like fucking, there's a big one I'm missing here.
My Little Pony.
Definitely not My Little Pony. But there's
Cat Dog. Shit
like that. Like G.I. Joe, for example. Like G.I. Joe and never.
Yeah, I never got into G.I. Joe either.
Like or those cartoons or any of that shit. Although I did always like, me and my brothers would always buy like the World War II ones, which I feel like aren't actually real G.I. Joe. They're more like, you know what I mean?
I never played with G.I. Joe toys in general. Yeah, I had a couple of them. I had a lot of Transformers toys, a whole lot of those, because those were always just sick.
I don't think I ever had a Transformer. Which
you just fold them up. You could like expand them.
Yeah, but I was more, we were Bionicle kids.
Oh, dude, Bionicles are so forgotten.
Sick, dude.
Such a forgotten era of toys.
They'd come in like those little tubes.
Oh, and it'd be fucking impossible to snap those balls into little,
the
little cups. Oh my gosh.
And they were cool because you could like kinetically play with them more than you could with anything Lego, really. Like,
oh yeah.
Fucking, we were smacking them into each other. Mine had like, we have like stabs and knives and shit.
Were you ever a Beyblades kid?
No.
Dude, I was a hardcore. I bladed hard.
I stuck more to like card.
I had a little dome in my basement, have the boys over.
Do some Beyblading?
Oh yeah, we'd Beyblade all night.
We did a lot of...
Let it rip.
A lot of card games. Like, I think I've told this on the podcast before. I used to be in like Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments.
Yeah.
Which were a blast. At Toys R Us.
Did you have the...
No, I always wanted one, but it was too expensive.
I had one time. And then I think it broke within like 2 weeks. Like it broke so fast.
I never watched the anime for Yu-Gi-Oh.
I think I did when it was on when I was a kid, but I think it kind of stunk from what I remember. There's that, and there's obviously Pokemon ruled. Pokemon cards were awesome.
What are the characters' names from Yu-Gi-Oh? The main guy's name
Yugi. Yugi. Yeah, Yugi.
Esper had a crazy deep voice, and his like nemesis.
I want to say his nemesis' name was like Jesse or some shit.
That's.
It was like, I swear to God, it was like just some like average prep school name.
Let's see, you gotta make characters. He had like allies and stuff too, like his own Sato Kaiba. That doesn't feel right.
That is right.
Oh, Joey Wheeler. Is that it?
Joey Wheeler.
Joey Wheeler. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Massive hair. My God.
It's what it do, Yugi.
But Sato, I think, is the bad guy because he had the blue eyed white dragon.
Yes. Yes.
I think Joey Wheeler was his pal.
They were Egyptian, I think, for some reason.
Yeah, because he had the pyramid like necklace.
Yes.
Remember?
All those Egyptians with blonde, spiky hair.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's our news. Shout out to the one turtle or the TMNT joke I wrote. Because it was remarkably hard to write good jokes about, well, any of these, but like TMNT specifically. Folks, there's a new TMNT on the horizon. And folks, let me tell you, the last person to be this excited for a turtle to come was Meadow Soprano.
There we go.
That's Entourage. A good one. That took a second, but he got there. Okay, so I just finished today, just like the what's coming to streaming stuff. It'll be coming out on like on the Barstool blog and all that. A couple big ones. Stop me if you have one you like. The Breakfast Club. You didn't stop me, so I assume you hate Breakfast Club.
No, I like the Breakfast Club. No, it's just always on streaming.
Yeah. Bruce Almighty.
Great movie.
Dune, the original.
Bleh.
David Lynch one. Funny People. Remarkably not very funny, but
it's not funny. It's actually a good movie,
good
though.
Good movie. Groundhog Day. Hook. The Italian Job. With the new one. The good one. Don't fucking come at me with the Michael Caine shit. Jarhead. Kicking and Screaming, The Kingdom, Magic Mike, Mean Girls. This is all Netflix, by the way. I probably forgot to mention that. Spider-Man 1 through 3, Stuart Little, Surf's Up, T2 Judgment Day, which T2 Judgment Day I could watch a trillion times over and over again. To Leslie, coming to Netflix. One of the most memed about
movies. Oh, the Andrea Riseborough. Yeah,
the Riseborough one.
I'm not going to watch it out of spite.
Dunkirk is coming out the 12th. Extraction 2, another one which I still can't talk about.
That one I'm fucking pumped for.
Be as fired up as you can. It should be, like, I think I could say this without it coming off as a sentiment. It should be a day marked in your calendar when this movie drops. Go to your friend with the biggest TV's house in surround system.
Yeah, sometimes the theaters, like a couple of the smaller theaters in the city, will play.
Yeah,
at least here will play the movie. I'm kind of hoping they do that. Actually, Angelica today. Here in town, the one in on Houston is playing season 3 of I Think You Should Leave.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it's only lasts like an hour.
Yeah.
The entire series of Suits drops on.
Hell yeah.
Season of Suits. I've never watched Suits a day in my life, but I know people love Suits.
All right. The first 2 to 3 seasons, like most of these shows, like the first 2 to 3 seasons are actually very, very, no, I wouldn't say very, very good, but I'll give it one very, very good. Mm-hmm. Banger intro, like cool setup, and then it just kind of meanders into like just legal drama, and it's like I don't really want this. I think, and then of course you got Meghan Markle in there, who's just incredibly hot, incredibly hot in that show.
Can't speak about her that way anymore.
Her Majesty is incredibly hot. Sorry.
And then June 29th, The Witcher season 3 part 1, the last Cavill season comes out. It's just kind of a bummer, you know. What's his name? Liam Hemsworth is going to be taken over. They made so many Witcher things, like the other, like they made the anime, which wasn't very good. They made that fucking Michelle Yeoh one was awful.
You think they would have made a good one by now?
Well, no, the first season, I guess the first season of Witcher, but like,
I actually kind of like the second season too.
Yeah, but now they're just dumb. Well, Cavill, I guess, is leaving because he doesn't like the way that they're going so far off book, which sucks. Just let him run the show, dude.
Or just listen. Just stick to the books. The books are good. Exactly. Good. There's plenty enough drama in there too. Like that. There's enough spiciness. Like him and Yennefer fuck all the time. Lot. All the time in the books. Like you got that spiciness that all the Netflix shows need.
Apparently, he didn't want them to fuck a lot. Cavill.
Which is, I saw that quote and I was like, did you read the books? Because they are
all they do is fuck.
They are horny for each other.
On HBO Max, 310 to Yuma. I love 310 to Yuma. The new one that with like Foster. Yeah. Christian
Who Bale. Directed that? That's Mangold.
James Mangold, yeah. Dude, Ben Foster's so good in that.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
That movie rocks.
Army of Darkness, classic. Big Daddy, Click, if you want to cry. Demolition Man. Dog Day Afternoon, which is a very underappreciated movie with Pacino and John Cazale. Dumb and Dumber, Eastern Promises, that's a Cronenberg, right? Very good movie.
By the way, how would you, after that big debate yesterday, the Brandon kicked off, those three 90s comedies. He had Dumb and Dumber as his number one. And then he went, I think he said Austin Powers. And then Billy Madison were the three movies.
That's crazy.
I would go Austin Powers.
Dumb and Dumber's last. no question.
Billy Madison, and then Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I put out. They're all three fucking fantastic.
Oh, so yeah. It's splitting hairs, really. But
I'm thinking about the one that I will go back and rewatch all the time, which is The Mark of a Great Comedy. Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Dumb and Dumber is not the one. It's very will rewatch Austin Powers any day. Like, those jokes just continue to hit. Yeah. And you would think they would get old and you would grow out of them. But for some reason, it just gets funnier.
Grease, I, Tonya.
I would maybe rewatch that. I love I, Tonya.
Jackie Brown, Great Quentin Movie, Jeremiah Johnson, which I haven't watched in a very long time. Little Shop of Horrors, Moneyball, Monster-in-Law, Moonlight, Police Academy, Radio.
Wow.
Radio.
It's a big month for Netflix.
This is HBO Max.
Oh, this is HBO Max?
We're starting at 3:10 of Yuma. Now we're on HBO Max.
Okay.
Ready Player One, Selena, The Evil Dead, Hurt Locker, X-Men Days of Future Past. I don't know how that works, considering it's owned by Disney, but maybe there's some rights thing carry over from Fox. I don't fucking know. And then
I think they just leased that shit out to each other.
And then June 4th, The Idol, the one everyone's been waiting for.
Oh.
With Abel, The Weeknd, Tesfaye. Don't call him The Weeknd anymore.
That's just
don't call
so
him,
annoying.
The name of the one of the most famous R&B or just pop singers that there is right now.
Or else I'm going to start calling your songs by your stupid, not your stupid name. I don't want to say it, but by your real name.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
It's fucking dumb.
The Weeknd.
This movie, it had such a crazy, we talked about this on one of the last episodes, but like their production history was crazy. They fired the director after 90% was done. And then Sam Levinson took over, redid the entire thing for tens of millions of dollars. And then it was so graphic sexually that the French didn't like it.
He's so slimy.
Which is, he is. He's a fucking freak. He's a real
Twitter
freak.
Really needs to focus there. They're very focused on Taika Waititi, right? I don't know if you saw that. Everyone's freaking out on Taika right now.
For what?
Because he did this interview with Vogue. It was him and Rita with Vogue. But he actually did make a really good quote. And it was like, you know, I don't really worry too much about like how the public perceives my works. Like, they don't remember. No one remembers who directed Citizen Kane. Like, I don't think I'm that important. And then everyone's like, of course I remember who directed, or not Citizen Kane. Nobody remembers who directed Casablanca. And like people were like, of course I remember who directed Casablanca. And it's like,
you're a film bitch though.
Like either A, you're just like, you're very much tapped into the film community and you make up 0.1% of 1% of the population, or you just Google it really quick. Nobody remembers Michael Curtis.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers him. And I think that is a good point of Taika. Like, most of these directors we love right now, like, you're just not going to remember them 40 years from now.
I feel like that's not even the point of the quote people should focus on. It should be the other, where if it's like, I don't care what people view, how people view my work. It's like, you should, to a degree. Like, you should have artistic integrity. And like, if you like what you're doing, like, you should do that. You should not try and like satiate too much to what other people want. But at the same time, like, if what you're doing isn't working, then you should be actively making sure you're changing that if you're trying to make like a big blockbuster movie or whatever, versus doing something more small like Boy or whatever else, Hunt for the World of People. But yeah, The Idol, I'm excited to watch it in the same way. If there was like a scheduled train wreck, like you're like, hey, 9:30, be at this stop. There's two trains that are going to collide. I would be there. And the same way I would be here. I will be here June 4th to watch The Idol.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because I wish it was like a smaller cast without The Weeknd and like wasn't HBO, because then it would just like fly underneath the radar. I wouldn't have to talk about it. Like,
memed into oblivion.
It's going to be memed. I'm going to have to watch it. Yeah. It's not something I'm really looking forward to at all. Like you said, it just feels like I'm about to watch a train wreck.
After that, June 7th, Avatar The Way of Water. Also don't know how that works rights-wise.
Going to HBO?
Yeah.
Going to Max.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to the other one first. After that.
Will I watch that at home? I think I will.
June 8th, A Star is Born's coming back. I love Star is Born. I could rewatch that again.
I usually stop once he starts to go downhill.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies I watch the front half. Just don't have the balls to watch the back half.
Yeah.
So sad.
After that, Righteous Gemstones on June 18th, season 3. I'm very pumped for that. You watch that, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I got to get on it.
So Righteous Gemstone is like, I think one of the more underappreciated shows going on HBO right now. And like, obviously HBO puts out like all the premium comedy or premium television in general, but like, it's just so fucking funny. Like Edie Patterson is one of the funniest women in the world. Like every time she speaks in that show is like a laugh out loud, funny moment. So many great, like, small characters in it. It just like Danny McBride, dude. so he's like in his element.
Yeah.
In that series.
Yeah.
You should really watch it. That's like one of the best running comedy series right now. Sergeant Gemstone season 3, June 18th. And then one of my favorites, personal favorites, and it hasn't been back in a long time. Warrior season 3 on June 29th. Warrior is one of the coolest martial arts experiments, I guess you'd say, over the last like 10 years. It's really, really well choreographed action, like reminiscent of like almost The Raid in certain points. It's Bruce Lee's brainchild. It's based on his writings, and his daughter's a producer on it. And just all these great same guy that directed this was the showrunner for Banshee as well. Very similar vibes, like serial westernish in a way. Really, really good. All like expert fucking martial artists. Actually, one of the stars of The Raid is in Warrior, and Andrew Koji, who I think the most recent thing most people have seen was that
Bullet Train.
Snake Eyes, Bullet Train and Snake Eyes, which it sucked that they fucked him in Bullet Train, dude. He was just like a weak pussy bitch and like one of the best martial artists.
You see they're doing a Bullet Train spinoff? No. I think that was announced like a month ago, but it's like, or they're doing a Bullet Train sequel, not a spinoff, sorry.
Okay, sequel but makes sense.
Like, I would much rather see a spinoff prequel with just Lemon and Tangerine.
Dude,
they were the stars of the show.
Dude, the fucking like balls to think that we gave a fuck about the Sandra Bullock thing at the end.
Dude, some of the worst. That's the worst wig I think I've seen ever.
That was obscene. There's so many good parts.
It was also
movie.
Very clearly Sandra Bullock the whole time on the yeah. phone. Like, yep. It was her voice. I immediately recognized it.
But yeah, so I would highly recommend both Warrior and Banshees if you've never watched them. They're awesome. Then Hulu. I didn't get to Prime yet, but Hulu's got some
Banshee videos. Fucking rules. I ripped that last year.
Banshee's so, and it's very, very similar vibes, except way better fights.
Okay.
Way better fights. On Hulu has the fucking unsoundproofed studio walls, let every single ounce or decibel of that siren come through. Like,
that's a really long title for a show.
As every decibel of the siren outside comes in through the studio walls. Attack the Block, which is an awesome sci-fi movie if you've never seen it. Borat. I feel like Borat's not one where like you're dying. I'm always dying to rewatch, but
not really.
Yeah, but it's there. Bronson, one of the ones that put Tom Hardy on the map. Day After Tomorrow, which that's a TV cart movie for me in high school.
Yeah,
I watched that so many times in high school.
I really like that movie.
Me too.
In terms of like disaster movies, I think it's like towards the top. It's so stupid, but like it works for some reason.
Shouldn't work. Nothing about it should work. They survived the fucking like New York City flooding to the top of the fucking Statue of Liberty.
Everything happens so fucking fast in that movie. Like one second, like the library is going underneath water, and then they like go away for a scene, and you come back, the whole city's frozen. There's a boat in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like it happens so fucking fast.
And then it's just over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, they're like, yeah, all of the climate problems are now done. And Dennis Quaid's like, way to go, son.
The worst CGI dogs you've ever seen.
I forgot about that. Damn.
Oh, my God.
I
want to
rewatch, though. I do love that movie. Freddy Got Fingered.
Never seen it. Never going to watch it. Fucking covers freaked me out. I don't know why.
From Paris with Love, which is a movie, it's dumb, but good dumb. I don't know if you ever watched that. John Travolta in full bald head. With John Rhys-Meyers, I think is his name. Just like a dumb action movie. Goon, we were talking about recently. The Goonies, Grown Ups 1 and 2, Hall Pass. That movie I was so excited for.
Has a couple funny bits in it, but for the most part, very forgettable. That really, he takes the mental, he's got the mental spank bank. And he like goes, ch-ch-ch.
Very funny.
The Irish dude with the tiny cock, I always remember that scene too. Very funny.
Idiocracy, which we were talking about. You've never seen it, right?
No, I've seen it. I've seen that a million times.
I've never seen it. Maybe it was Robbie Fox.
Huh. Movie rules. My judge.
Yeah, that's right. It was Clemmer, I think. Man on Wire, Mr. Deeds, Mr. Nobody, Notorious Predators, Role Models we were talking about a lot.
Do you like Mr. Nobody? That's the Odenkirk one, right?
That's just Nobody, right?
Oh, you're right.
Predators, role models we're talking about recently. I was blogging and I just put in the quote, just the one scene. Just fuck you, Miss Daisy. It's every single time, dude. Fucking crushes me.
You white, you Ben Affleck.
And then bloopers for that, always very funny. Semi-Pro, Three Identical Strangers is one of my favorite documentaries.
Yeah.
Very much worth the watch. Twilight franchise and Vice. Vice, I have not rewatched since seeing it in the theater. And I don't think I will.
No. It was actually not bad.
No, it's not. By no stretch is it a bad movie. But it's not one where I'm like, I need to go rewatch Vice.
I've said it a million times now. McKay just, he needs to get off the political spectrum and like go back to comedy. Like, I respect his like endeavor into the dramatic world, and I think he really wanted an Oscar to be recognized for his talents. But like, dude, you're really fucking good at making comedies. Just go back to it.
It's good when he traces it, like Big Short, right? Like, when he traces that world, I feel like he's better off. But when he's directly on it.
Yeah, like Big Short's really funny.
Like, politics for him should be like a clip, basically. Like,
yeah.
Stay away from direct contact if you can.
Yes. Just
go around the edge. Use the alphabet or something. All right, McKay? It's Always Sunny, season 16, June 8th. Flamin' Hot, the Eva Longoria Cheetos movie, June 9th.
I'm sure.
Very excited for that. Dune, the actual Dune. That was mean maybe, but that is the actual Dune.
June 10th. David Lynch would say the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
And then June 22nd, The Bear, season 2.
Yeah.
The Bear was awesome.
I'm fucking pumped for it.
That second to last episode, the single take episode, and I'm just a bitch for these. The fucking show is called The Long Take. But that one take episode is so fucking good. It's crazy. I got to rewatch it, actually.
Dude, and have you ever worked in a kitchen?
No.
It really is. I mean, not like exact, like, because like, I mean, they got their hair down and shit. Like, you just wouldn't fly shit like that. But like a lot of it, like that stress and that like anxiety of like every minute counts. You got to like keep counting your head, all that shit. Like that is dead on.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what mostly the consensus was for other people that have worked in, even if it wasn't like brigade style kitchen or whatever, like all kitchens. Like
Escoffier.
Yeah. Just like the same kind of like fucking mental clock anxiety inducing shit. And like that scene where like the online orders are coming in over and over and over again.
Yes.
It just, you feel it. Barbarian, June 25th. We love Barbarian. One of the best horror movies probably the last like 2 years.
Kirk Menahan said that was the best male performance of the year, was Justin Long in that movie. Which is certainly a take.
That is definitely a take. And then Grand Budapest Hotel, June 30th.
I might watch that just to get in the mood for Asteroid City.
Asteroid City, yeah. But yeah, nothing else that crazy coming
out. We also talked to Rupert Friend.
We did.
About working with our boy Wes.
Yeah, seemed to be a fan. I think he's part of his crew now.
Two movies in a row, I feel like that definitely cements you.
Yeah, you're part of the crew.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Okay, so now we're going to do a little I Think You Should Leave action. You can go first.
What are we doing here?
Just a draft of the skits. I gave you the full list, right?
Yeah, you did. You did. I got it.
You got it?
I know what my first one's going to be. It's got to be the zipline skit.
The zipline,
zipline was like the immediate, show. Like, when I was like, all right, this is good. I was like, this is a good setup. I wonder where they're going to go with it. Fucking zipline. He's just on the fucking zipline, will not get off of it. He's fighting with the zipline guy on the show, the summer love. Oh my God. He's like, you're making up rumors about your fellow summer lovers. I sincerely believe in my heart that he is on drugs.
Yeah. Dude, the second the lady said it, I was laughing. Because I was waiting, like, okay, what's the drop? And he's like, you wouldn't get off the zip line.
The way he does the zip line, too, is so funny. His legs are kicking like a little girl. Like, it's so.
And so it's just like you're fighting with like 365 Entertainment, the company that runs the zip line or whatever it was.
But he eats his dinner too fast. He's eating his dinner so fast. Like people are trying to talk to him. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he just like runs back to the pool.
Doing it over and over and over again.
Just like if you've ever been as a 10 year old, like if you've been to like a place like a hotel or anything, like when you were a kid, you didn't have a pool at home. And then you go someplace with a pool, especially if it has like a zip line or a slide. Like you're just going to hang out on the slide and on the zip line the whole time.
Dude, the fact that he was on like it wearing a sun shirt too.
It's much more
kid-like. You know what I mean? Like if he was like shirtless, it'd be different. But I feel like the fact that he was literally looked like a little kid just going on the zip line over and over.
I don't know what's waiting for me at home.
Yeah. What does he say to the other guy? But not the drugs guy. There's another guy.
He's like, yeah, I think you told him you're not even here for love. Just cuts to him and going, honestly, I could be. He's like, I want to be alone the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And just cuts back to him. He goes, no.
It reminds me of almost like the Nacho skit from.
Yes, season, yes.
Right? That's what me and Troy were talking about the season before. And like there is a lot of bits where you could tell they were kind of recycled. like setting wise from some of the other ones, which isn't necessarily in this case a bad thing because they're executed different and they're still very funny. But yeah, so the summer one, that was my number three on my big board.
Okay.
My number one, though, I'm getting it. The egg video game.
The
egg video game. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a while from that reveal. Like the guy just fucking yelling at him in corporate speech. He pulls it down. He's like, oh, he's got fucking pubes. What the hell?
What the hell?
Like, what the hell? He's got pubes. And he turns around. It's fucking egg asshole.
You can't look up porn at work. He's like, it's not porn. That's an egg. It's a nude egg.
It's a nude egg that I won for my game. He's like, oh, a little porn at the office.
It's not a little porn.
It was just everything about it was killing me. Like him playing as whatever. But then like when they... He buys the eggs and then submits it. And he's like, oh, fucking one egg, 40 eggs now?
Somebody actually designed, they had that game designed for the show. I don't know if you saw that, but they paid someone to design the game so it looked realistic. So stupid. The fucking egg was like 8-bit. Like it was like, looked like a Game Boy game on your computer.
Dude, that's like the songs that they invent in the show. Like every song being made up is fucking crazy too. But I'll do egg video game. Which I was dying at. And then I'll back to back it with the driving crooner.
Yeah.
The driving crooner was so good. I was trying to figure out where they were going to go with it so bad.
I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I thought he was like trying to fake play the trumpet at first because he was listening to that like swing music.
Yeah.
And then it just peels back to like his window. He's just got that fucking decal on it.
I love this. He does this a lot where in, I think you should leave her. It's like he'll put something out or use a word where you need to Google it. I was like, what the fuck is a crooner? I looked it up and I'm like, oh, it's just
it's
like
Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Michael Bublé.
He's speeding up so that he's like, no, they're going to try and make it look fake. And then the frat boy being
frat boy like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm
going to fucking kill you, dude. That was a really good one. All right, you get back to back now.
All right. First one, I'm going to go with the Tim Meadows wedding. The Tim Meadows wedding. Like, Tim Meadows is just...
So underappreciated.
He's so underappreciated. It's one of those skits, and we had talked about it on the episode that we kind of lost, where sometimes these skits are completely dependent on one actor just carrying it through. And that is what, like, I don't think this skit is that funny, like, on paper, but Tim Meadows' delivery on everything is so fucking funny. Like, him puking, like, the physicality of that puke... So nasty. Then not him just time. Immediately, he immediately, without like even missing a beat after the puke, goes, wasn't enough time
to think of something funny.
Barney's got hair. The cloth is just little hairs.
And then what did the other guy do? He did something funny too.
Oh, yeah. He started like doing the four dance. Yeah. He started
like, that doesn't sound like a fun game. And he's like, what do you know about games? Fuck. I got to
fucking killed me. Tim Meadows, God, everything he did there was. Just perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's not enough time. Give me the shutter shades. Let's go again. It's like, no, I already got my perfect shot with the bride. Fuck, that was a really good one. All right, so Tim Meadows wedding, and then
I'll go with the I'm gonna go with the VR shopping.
Really?
That killed me. That really killed me.
VR one, that was my number 23.
I don't know why that was so funny. Well, I know why, because it was like he was fucking high. Like, it was just like, I don't know why it was killing me. It was like, just like that. I've been there. I've been in that exact spot where you kind of just sit there and you're like, did I forget how to breathe? Oh my gosh. He's just like acting like the fucking VR headset's like
breathe,
cancer.
Dad, fucking breathe.
He's like, I don't know. I'm all crossed up.
Yeah. He stops. He can't figure out how to breathe again when he comes off. And he's looking at his hands, just screaming, ow.
Yes. All right. Well, maybe I went a little early on that. I don't care.
All right. For mine, I'll get Beck Bennett in the friend group pyramid scheme, which was very fucking funny.
I tweeted it out, but it really just does continue the trend of an SNL actor going on this show and being the funniest they've been in years. Beck Bennett hasn't. I can't remember the last time I saw Beck Bennett be funny.
Yeah. I was annoying at a party, so now I have to pay the most. Like, what do you mean you're annoying at a party now? I was just trying to fight everybody there. I thought it would be really funny.
Everybody fucking
stuffs the hamburger in his pocket.
First off, his suit. Tim's suit in that skit was so fucking big. When he slams his hands on the table and he just farts.
He's like, don't worry about it. People slam. Sometimes slips out. It's no big deal. And she's like, it's just really bad.
He's like, you don't have friends.
Yeah. I want you. I want this guy right here. Fuck, that was a really good one. And then I'll back to back that with Little Forte ponytail skit. That one really got me.
That one was low on my list.
That one got me bad because it wasn't
the phone part is what killed me.
Yes. See, so it's not necessarily the rest of the part. It's him yelling at the other ponytail guy. He's like, I can do what I want.
Why does he hate? Why do they hate each other?
And then him just being, he's like, text whoever it was, and he's like, just a lot of screenshots of cigars. It was like 500 screenshots of cigars. And then when he goes to text the person, the last thing he texted that person was a screenshot of a cigar. And then it was like, just Google a picture of big bowl of diarrhea and send it to the Mater D. The ending of that one was maybe a little bit shifty, but like it, I think the majority of that skit really got me, specifically the cigars and him screaming at the other ponytail guy. And just the general thesis of it or whatever, like, they come over, it's like, your car is parked illegally. I had to crawl underneath your car.
What?
In the picture of his fucking ass.
It looks in the way she goes, well, it looks like it goes right past your butthole.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go with those two. Now you get back to back.
I will go with. Ooh. Ooh.
Tough.
I'm going to go with the studio audience.
Mm.
Him trying to air out his grievances for the fucking the limo company and the watch with
it. 500 springs.
I didn't think they were gonna show it. Yeah, they did. I lost my shit when they show the date and he like goes to show her the watch and it just a million springs right in her face, just fucking to the dome. And the fact that
moving
one
wall in this.
The one guy at the recording was like, actually, like, wait, what? He's like, why? He's like, why don't you want to? He's like, what did they do?
Yeah.
It's like he had a Super Bowl ring and he kept pushing the wall forward.
See it like come in and like grab the ice. Fuck, that was a good one.
And then I will go with. Oh, I'll go with the Shirt Brothers. Shirt Brothers.
You like Shirt Brothers too. That was my 24 out of 25.
I like the Shirt Brothers for the song, to be honest.
It was a good song.
The song fucking ruled. And I love that old guy. I think I just really like that
old guy. He's very funny.
Very funny. The fact that it took him this long to find a place.
Now he's in fucking Everything Everywhere All at Once.
He's like, yeah, we're Shirt Brothers. I thought we were Shirt Brothers. He's like, I don't know. I just listened to it.
You think there might just be no rules?
He's like, I listen to the song. And I don't know. Kill me. He's just like, I just came in here and I wrecked up the whole place. He's like, so where do you want to start?
Yeah, the old dude, the old guy. That guy is so good. I will do first the Pay It Forward chain.
Yes.
The Pay It Forward chain was very funny. 55 members, 55 members, 55 members. Like just going down the list over and over. And then the guy going, you can afford it. You're rich. And then like the lady behind him.
Yeah, starts doing it.
Starts doing it.
He tries to pull out his Honda, his 97 Honda Accord.
And then him like parking it, be like, I could just fucking rock and running off. That one got me really good. And then I'll back to back that with it does get much harder here. I'll do the there's so many good ones. I'll do the closing skit, the Conor O'Malley one.
Yeah, that was gonna be my next go around.
The Conor O'Malley ending skit. What did he call it? Like Devin's? No, he had a weird name. Doubt like. Fuck, he had a funny ass name, but it was like something's like, now I gotta go fucking look it up. But like the name of his channel was very funny.
Was he wearing a buff suit or is he that buff now? Did you not notice that?
No, I don't think
he
I noticed.
Looks massive in the fucking skit.
I don't think I noticed.
So big. And the Frankenstein, I don't even understand what he was trying to do.
No clue. I got no goddamn idea what it was supposed to be.
When he comes back into work, he's like, fuck, I can't think of anything funny.
Yeah. Like, I need your help. Fuck, what was the name of the channel? The channel was so funny. He's like watching it off the side so his wife doesn't see. What the fuck did he call?
And Conor O'Malley just continues the bit of he cannot do a skit without breaking.
Tasty Time Vids, which has nothing to do with the video he posted with the fucking Frankenstein's girlfriend. His laugh, everything about Conor O'Malley just kills me. He's so good.
It really is hilarious. Every time he breaks just five times every sketch. It is the Jimmy Fallon effect, but opposite. Where Jimmy Fallon used to just break and ruin SNL bits. This is just hilarious every time he does it.
Yeah. All right, you get back to that.
I will go with the best girl going with Patty Harrison hates her boss.
She should have been in more skits this season.
Brutal lack of Patty Harrison this season. Her delivery really just, she got perfect delivery for these kind of like comedic bits. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like,
rats are my dogs.
she's like, yeah, I'm sorry to shut down the rats thing too so quickly. She just like fucking torturing this like post-board cutout of her boss.
That was the guy from the driving skit from last season.
All right, I was trying to put that together. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's just hilarious. It was funny. I was very high when I was watching these two, by the way. So there's a few of these I'm looking at, and I actually do not remember them.
Yeah, that one was very good, though. I just drank dog shit. Who fuck brings dog shit into a park?
And then I will go with the Tim Heidecker.
The Heidecker one. That was going to be my next one if you didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah. I like that Heidecker skit. Heidecker skits, I think Jeff put it in our group chat, where the Heidecker bits are like, they're the best when Tim just continues to elevate the absurdity, and it just got more and more absurd. Like, what was the club? It was a fucking
Club Aqua or something. Yeah.
The first one was Club Aqua. The other one was Club Halloween. Halloween Town. Yeah. It's just so stupid. So stupid.
He's like, I'm outside. I know you're. He's like, I'm jacking off. He's like, no, I saw you go in.
Jacked off in 15 minutes? Yeah. Which, yeah.
Then he comes out. He's like, what about his wife? And he's like, no wife. And he's like, all right, honey, I'll see you get home safe. He's walking around punching shit, seeing what's real. The deck at Club Aqua fell down.
Yeah, I forgot the deck.
Did anyone get hurt?
He's like, with the club community, is really hurting right now. He's like, oh, shit.
Did anyone get hurt? Kim Kardashian's head fell off.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you get Heidecker, heart monitor. I'll get the Jason Schwartzman kid bit.
Yes.
I thought was very funny. Just specifically the group that was following Tim Robinson around.
What are we doing now? What are we doing next?
It just like, he walks up, he just does this dumb dance, and they just immediately jump in and start doing it.
He's like, would this be funny? And he just starts humping the door. Like,
he's like, hold on, you might get something there. And he's having to do like increasingly weird things. And the fact that like that is rooted in a real like sort of thing. Like, people have to like, oh, stop me from talking about my kids.
Oh.
And I don't know if you have any friends with kids, but that's all they do talk about.
Yes. He's like, this is the best night of my life.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about like actually other shit. So I'll take Jason Schwartzman, kid one. And then I'll do, you know which one really got me? And this is a little bit lower. I should have had it higher. The Fred Armisen kids one, where he has like the fake,
yes.
He tries to scare his kids with that extremely fake video.
With the back.
Like, what the fuck? It looks so fucking fake. And, yeah.
Sunset Lots or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, the guy kept telling me that if he does well here, he'll get in like the something stunt crew. He's like, I kept telling him, I don't care about that. I don't care about your thing. This is my thing. Fred Armisen, dude, that's another guy. Like, just like from XSNL, whatever, like you put him in these things and he just is so much better. So I'll go with Armisen scaring his kids.
That is that his first time on I Think You Should Leave? Is he ever in anything else?
What do you mean then?
Like in any of the other sketches that have been on the show so far? Yeah.
Will Forte was in a second. That was and obviously Conor O'Malley was in a bunch.
Next up, I'll go with another person who was underserved this season, or should have been more stuff. I'll go with the Brian Robinson, or not Brian. Am I just blanking on his name right now?
Sam Richardson.
What the fuck is Brian? Who the fuck is Brian Robinson?
You just Tim Robinson, him.
With Brian. All right. Well, I'm going with the Sam Richardson Proposal Park sketch.
Yeah, that would have been my next one if you didn't get it.
Which the whole joke hinging on not just the wrestlers, the fact that the proposals are ruined, the surprise is ruined by the wrestlers. Yes. Not the fact that the fucking place is called Proposal Park. Dude, oh my gosh.
I accidentally made the perfect ring and they just being like, I saw his dick and it's redder than hell. Like
it just popped.
His delivery on that was so good.
Your penis popped. Yeah.
And those are all like real wrestlers too. Like that was like Eric Rowan. Like,
oh, was it? Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, what they call him, like toilet something. He's like, the worst two are these two. I hope this guy dies. I hope he fucking dies. I hope someone comes and kills him. And he just like flashes their address
on screen.
Like, that was a really good one.
And then I will go with, see, this is where I'm getting into. Do I remember any of these? Oh, the doggy door.
Doggy door, yeah.
The doggy door pit. That's going to be, I think, the most memed one.
Yeah.
Because it really is just a bunch of cuts of him just like spewing nonsense about the world. He's like, what have they done to us?
What was the line he said when he closed? It was something, it was very funny. It was like, It's like, my life is not at all like I hoped it'd be and everything I was afraid it would become.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, that thing came through my door.
Yeah. Okay, shit. All right, so you get Doggy Door Pig and the professional wrestler one. I will go with the hair growth pill.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one is very good. Just the guy in the obscene bald cap just screaming. You're not talking because my wife didn't wear a green. She had a coat on, but it was too hot.
He makes his wife put the fucking coat back on.
Making her drink the water. And he just goes out and like plays with a dude with the fucking RC car.
Yes.
Like, who was that? He was the guy with the car. No explanation. Fuck, that was a good one. After that, I think I'll do the dog ear hair.
Yeah.
That one got me too, because I was trying to figure out, like, what's the deal with the hair? What's the deal with the hair?
I mean, the hair was absurd.
And what did he show him as an example of the hair he wanted? It was like fucking Bryan Cranston, right?
No, he showed him a dog.
No. So he gives his barber the magazine, and he's like, I want to look like... His roommates are like, yeah, you want the Bryan Cranston. He's like,
I forgot about his fucking roommates in that sketch. That actually was the best part. They're all like cheering for him, being so supportive.
In one half of the magazine was Bryan Cranston. The other half was a King Chevalier.
The Chevalier or whatever the fuck dog it is.
Yeah. Then all people were making fun of him. Turned to the guy with the dog ears for hair.
Oh, my. Fuck.
That was a good one.
Friends are like, we're going to talk about this moment at your wedding.
Yeah. All right, you're up.
I'll take the opening sketch, the debate show phone guy.
Yeah.
that got me, because I was like, that is exactly what I do. Pull out my phone, just start playing on it. I got plenty of games.
My mom's robbing. My mom's getting robbed. She's texting you. No, the guys are.
He pulls out the fucking charger.
Yeah. Fuck that. And then like the guy coughs and he's like, don't fucking cough on my show.
And then I will go, I think this is the last one I really remember from the rest of the, I guess we only have a few left.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember most of these. I'll do the throw in the fake water, which is the second sketch.
Yes.
I thought that was very funny.
You've all had those meetings too. If you've ever worked in corporate America,
he really just nails
corporate culture. Yeah.
Maybe not corporate culture as much as just like the weird people you meet sometimes. Like, that just really throw a wrench in your life. Like, and you think about them forever. You think about those weirdos for the rest of your life, and you're like, was that guy all right?
Yeah.
See, I didn't think that one was that funny. He was looking at the metal
man one. Yo, it's dead near the bottom. I'm trying to think if I want that or the volcano sound one.
I don't even remember the volcano sound.
It was like, it wasn't a good, there's these last three that are on the board. I don't like really any of them, to be honest.
What's on the board? All right. The old stage mime. All-timey stage mime.
Oh, actually, okay, that one I liked. I think I forgot to... Did I accidentally forget to put that on mine? I think I did.
See, I didn't really like that one.
That's better than, I think, some of the other ones left. So right now we have the old-timey stage guy, the metal game show, the volcano sound, and the dirty song guy. Dirty song guy's my last place one.
Dirty song guy is what I was thinking of. Not old-timey stage mime. Dirty song guy is my last.
But we haven't picked the old-timey stage guy yet.
What was the old-timey stage mime guy?
It was like he was doing the he'd lose money.
He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's that?
What is that? No, he's like, it's just frat bros and bachelor parties. Leave me alone. So you have one more left.
All right, I'll take that one then. That was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Towards the bottom, but like still had a laugh. Had a chuckle at it. I'm very curious to see which one of these.
Oh wait, I was up.
All right, then you just
throwing fake water. No, I'm gonna take the banana breath lady.
Which one was the banana breath lady?
They're doing some sort of meeting about sexual harassment or something, and the lady's like, they asked the lady to give an example, and she's like, I'll tell you, what do you just eat a banana breath? And
then all the shit starts happening outside, right? Or she starts...
No, that's the volcano one.
Okay.
So in this one, like, she's like, everyone laughed at her joke, and she's like, it's now become the best moment of her life. She's like, we should get shirts made up of this meeting.
Oh, yes, HR seminar. Yes, yes.
She asked the guy to draw like a computer. She's like, I can't draw a computer, sorry. And then he brings it to her, and it looks like fucking corn cob. And he's like, I told you I couldn't fucking draw it. So I'll do Banana Breath Lady. But then after that, I will do the old timey stage guy. And now we have Metal Game Show, Volcano Sound, and Dirty Song Guy.
Yeah, I'll take the volcano sound. Not the funniest thing.
The funniest part was when the boss comes and pulls the girl out. She's like, don't ever like acknowledge him doing something like that, or also just keep doing it over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Metal Gear
that.
Show.
Where anytime they get into like special effects, I'm not usually in on it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll take the Metal Game.
The Metal Game Show, I didn't.
I didn't really laugh at all at that.
I didn't laugh at that because it was very derivative of Chunky.
Yes, it was very derivative of Chunky.
Yeah, and it wasn't nearly as funny. But I do like, for the most part, whenever they have a Sam Richardson hosting any sort of thing.
I did actually kind of think it was funny how much he kept reiterating that he built the set.
Yeah, exactly. And I could not understand the rules of that show. And then I'll get the Dirty Song Guy. The Dirty Song Guy, I just didn't really get it. I like the original concept of it, I thought was very funny.
Yeah, I think there's a funnier thing they could have done there. Like,
yeah, the like, new I do friend like, in a big I friend
do,
group.
I do like that setup of like, oh, we used to do this in high school. And then he's getting like, something really fucking weird. But it just wasn't, it was like just not weird enough.
Yeah. And I think that line in the beginning where him being like the new friend is like, they say like an inside joke and he's like, yeah, I wouldn't know. Like just as loud as he can. Okay, so here are our teams. Gooch has the dating show, the Tim Meadows wedding, VR shopping, the studio audience, the Shirt Brothers, Patty Harrison hating her boss, Tim Heidecker heart monitor, the wrestling proposal thing, the doggy door pig, the debate show phone guy throwing the fake water, the volcano sound, and the metal game show guy. I have the egg video game, the driving crooner, the friend group pyramid scheme, the Will Forte ponytail, the pay it forward chain, Connor O'Malley ending skit, Jason Schwartzman kid skit, the Fred Armisen scaring kid skit, the hair growth pill, the dog ear hair, banana breath lady, old timey mime, and the dirty song guy.
What do you think is going to be like the most viral one from like
the egg one? I think
it's got to be the egg one
because that's just so simple.
It's either the egg or the zip line.
Yeah,
zip line is fucking killing
zip
me.
Zip line. Oh, I wonder what they're actually like at the actual houses for like Bachelorette and Bachelor. Because, like, I feel like...
Wait, what?
You know, like when they live in the big house for Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever? I feel like if you remove the girl from that situation, it would rock.
Yeah, no, I bet the dudes get along. I bet it's fun for the... I guess the Bachelorette's the one where it's all the guys, right?
Yeah.
Pining after a girl. Yeah, I bet the dudes get along pretty well there. But I can't imagine the flip is true.
Yeah.
Putting... No offense to the lady listeners out there, all three of you. Yeah, like, I just can't imagine a house full of girls who don't know each other.
I could get along with a giant group of dudes like any day. Like, you know what I mean?
Especially if you're like a house with a fucking pool, like
house with a pool. Zip
I bet line? They do have to yell at the guys to get out of the pool and like stop fucking around.
They're all like hanging out, like talking about some like the dumbest shit, like the 10X or whatever. The biggest like himbos talking about dumb shit. And they're just like have to yell at them to stop, like get out of the pool or hot tub, whatever.
Like it's like, we can't put this in the show. Can you guys like do something? Showing you my fantasy football team. Shut the fuck up.
I can't. That would actually be a great. Just it's like instead of the Bachelorette, it's just like a dudes hanging out show. It's like there's no objective, but they still keep like all the music and the cues in and all that shit.
Like, they should do like the best friend, like just pick out the coolest dude. And it's like a dude just picking his new best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like Rudy's the dude, and then everybody's just trying to be his friend.
That's the end of the show. Like it's like they're just hanging out. They're just chilling. And at the end of the show, listeners have to vote on who the coolest dude is or the best dude is. Not even the coolest. Just like who is the best dude?
It's like who's the dude?
Yeah.
Who's the most popular dude? Like who's
not even most. Just like who is the best dude to you? You know what I mean? Like not the ringleader or whoever ends up being the guy making plans or whatever. Oh, and they do that. They do all like the group date things and all that shit, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd watch that.
I would watch that. Especially we gotta pitch that to Hank.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing after what was Brianna's one Project Verified. Like that'll be the next one.
Yeah,
Project Dudes, Project Himbo, I think would work for that. Anyway, that's episode 109. We'll be back on Tuesday. What are we reviewing on Tuesday?
Spider-Verse.
Duh. Yeah, Spider-Verse. I was trying to think. I've been to like three screeners in the last 3 days, which like. Woe is me.
Humble brag.
Woe is me.
Man, you had to go watch movies.
Yeah. You know what? The last one was in NAMC, so it was much better, regardless of if the movie was better or worse. You know what really fucking sucks? That nameless other theater chain.
Listen, I might be switching here soon.
Just because we're shaming you into it. Although I will say their popcorn was better.
I think their popcorn's better. Jeff is absolutely wrong about the popcorn, but
I think it's better than AMC's.
I won't lie, that the Pepsi thing really fucking hurts.
Yeah.
I'm such a slut for Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, give me a Diet Pepsi, just it hurts, dude.
It's bad.
But yeah, we'll be back on Tuesday. Make sure to watch Into the Spider-Verse. See you then.
Have a good week at the box office, folks.